Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića.
Dobar dan, želim, moje ime Žikica Simić, ovo je emisija Neonska duga na talasima Radio Beograda 2 i ove večerašnje emisije, kao i sve emisije koje će biti u mesecu maju, se posvećena Bobu Dilanu i njegovim pesmama, njegovoj muzici. Naime, 24. maja ove godine Bob Dylan puni 80 godina, pa smo odlučili da njemu čast sve emisije majske budu povezane sa njegovom muzikom. Tako i sa ovom večerašnjom emisijom koja će biti posvećena njegovoj najvećoj turneji koja se zvala The Rolling Thunder Review i koja se odigrala tamo 75. i početkom 76. godine prošlog veka. Ja. Na početku večerašnje emisije čuli smo pesmu Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You sa tog albuma, to je znači live snimak sa te turneje. Inače, originalno se ova pesma pojavila na albumu Nashville Skyline 1969. godine. Bob Dylan je za ovu turneju smislio jednu posebnu zanimljivost koju je uspešno sproveo zahvaljujući brojnim saradnicima koji su učestvovali na ovoj turneji, koji su mu pomagali da tu svoju zamisao realizuje, i mi ćemo u večerašnjoj emisiji pričati malo o toj turneji, o tome šta se tu zapravo dešavalo i slušati sjajne pesme koje su tada bile svirane. 20 pesama ćemo emitovati u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge. Većina, odnosno sve se one nalaze na jednom box setu na kojem su zabeležene svirke u okviru te turneja, koji sadrži 14 diskova. I ova prva koju smo sada svirali je takođe od tog porekla, a nastavit ćemo emisiju s pesmom sa kojom je obično Bob Dylan započinjao te svoje koncerte u okviru turneje Rolling Thunder Review. Pesma se zove When I Paint My Masterpiece. Sa tom pesmom je započinjao koncert. Bob Neuwirth, njegov kompanjon iz tog perioda, mu je pomagao u ovoj numeri. I odmah potom slušamo i jednu od najpoznatijih Dylanovih pesama, It Ain't Me, Babe, koju je on snimio još 1964. u studijskoj verziji na albumu Another Side of Bob Dylan, ali ovog puta ta live verzija sa turneje Rolling Thunder Review sa fantastičnom gitarom Micka Ronsona, koja takođe ima učešće u pratećem bendu Boba Dylana. Slušamo Dylana sa albuma koji su napravljeni, odnosno na kojima se nalazi muzika zabeležena na turneji Rolling Thunder Review 1975. godine, pesma When I Paint My Masterpiece.
Oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble, ancient footprints are everywhere. You get almost lean when you're seeing your double. Thank you.
one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone, never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door. Step lightly on the ground. Oh, but not the one you want, babe. I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part. Someone who closes eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you. And more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 no. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me. You're looking for a babe. It ain't me. Back into the night, babe. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here that's a movie. And in any way, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone. Every time you fall, someone to gather flowers constantly. Come every time you call, a lover for your life, but nothing more. And it ain't me, babe. No, 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 no. Ain't me, babe.
Eto, takva atmosfera bila na koncertima koji su se odigrali u okviru turneje Rolling Thunder Review, koje je Bob Dylan preduzeo u jesen 1985. godine. Turneja počela 30. oktobra 1975. završila se 8. decembra 1975. godine. Ona je posle nastavljena u 1976. godini, ali ovaj prvi deo turneje zapravo bio ono što je obeležilo karijeru Boba Dylana i ono što se smatra njegovom najboljom turnejom. U to doba, odnosno u to vreme, odsvirali su 31 koncert u 23 grada i na svim koncertima je ta atmosfera bila ovako kako ste mogli da osetite slušajući ove dve pesme koje smo vam emitovali, a koje su bile It Ain't Me Baby When I Paint My Masterpiece. Nastavit ćemo i dalje da slušamo muziku sa ovog fantastičnog box seta koji se pojavio pre dve godine, na kojem je predstavljen na ta turneja odličnim snimcima. Naime, pet koncerata u okviru ove turneje su snimani profesionalno i ti snimci su se našli ovde na ovom box setu. Mi ćemo nastaviti večerašnju emisiju uz dve veoma poznate pesme Boba Dylana. To su pesme koje su na neki način emblematske kada u pitanju njegova karijera. Radi se o numeri Mr. Tambourine Man, koji on prvi put odsvirao na albumu Bring It All Back Home 1965. godine, koja je zapravo slavu svetsku stekla u verziji sastava The Byrds. I odmah potom slušamo jednu odličnu Dylanovu pesmu The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll sa njegovog albuma The Times They Are Changing iz 1965. godine, odnosno četvrte godine ako se ne varam. Ovo je Bob Dylan, ovo je njegova najpoznatija ili jedna od najpoznatijih pesama Mr. Tambourine Man.
Blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me. I'm branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel too grip. My toes too numb to spin. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under air. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come follow you. And take me disappearing
through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circumstance, with all memory and fate, living deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come follow you.
Duga.
Took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station, looking Williams and Zinger for first degree murder. Yes, and you, but as a first disgrace and criticize our fear. Just 24 years, owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres, with the rich and wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office of relations in the politics of Maryland, reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders, and swearing and sneering, and his tongue it was snarling, but in a matter of minutes, old Bale was out walking. And you are who are, and that's advice, disgrace, and criticize our fear. Take the red away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid of the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children. She cleaned up the dishes and hauled out the garbage. Never sat once at the head of the table. She just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied out the ashtray on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, they slayed by a king that sailed through the air.
judge pounded his gavel to show it all's equal, and that the courts are on the level, and that the strings in the books ain't been pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles get properly handled. Once that the cops have chased after and got him, and that the letter of a law has no time and no bottom, stands a compulsor who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak, so deep and distinguished, handed out strongly for penalty and repentance. Williams and Singer with a 6-month sentence. Classifies disgrace and criticize old fear. Bury the red deep in your face. Now is the time for your
Eko. Kad je ljubavi kraj, kreneš iz početka. Broadwayski musical na sceni opere i teatra Madlenijanom poslednjih 5 godina. Jasona Roberta Brauna, reditelj Robert Bošković, dirigent Vesna Šolc. Premijera 15. maj, reprize 16. 19. i 24. maj.
Teci, teci, Dunave.
Gara Visokak, 30 godina sa vama.
Al ne pričaj nikome.
Najlepše pesme akustik.
Teci, teci, Dunave, sve zbog nje. Al ne pričaj nikome.
Bez cipela i struje.
Biće bolje ako budeš tu.
Gara Visokak.
Nekim život da podiš.
Jer ljubav je opet u modi.
Biće bolje ako budeš tu.
PGP za vas.
Ljubav pobedi.
CD u prodaji.
Eko.
Bila je ova pesma The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll i pre nje je Mr. Tambourine Man, znači dve veoma poznate Dylanove pesme, ovog puta u live verzi sa box seta The Rolling Thunder Review, koja je sniman na turneji koja je 1985. godine organizovana od strane Boba Dylana i ekipe koju je on okupio. Dva slučajna susreta na njujorškim ulicama su prethodila ovoj turneji, naime, kako legenda kaže, a boga mi svedoci, slučajno su se na njujorškim ulicama susreli Bob Dylan i Jacques Levy, poznati pozorišni reditelj koji je radio neke veoma značajne predstave na Broadwayu, od kojih je najpoznatija verovatno njegova režija predstave Oh Calcutta, koja je bila stvarno kultna stvar u ono vreme, nešto slično kao i Kosa. I taj slučajni susret doveo do njihove zajedničke saradnje koja će rezultirati sa nekoliko zajednički napisanih pesama koje će se pojaviti na albumu Desire koje je Bob Dylan izdao 1986. odmah na početku te 1986. godine. Inače, Jacques Levy je već i ranije sarađivao sa nekim rock muzičarama. Poznata je njegova saradnja sa gitaristom sastava The Birds, Rogerom McGuinnom, sa kojim je napisao jednu od najpoznatijih pesama iz repertoara grupe Birds, Chestnut Mare. To je sve nekako inspirisalo Boba Dylana. U nekom intervju koji sam imao prilike da gledam na YouTube-u, Jacques Levy kaže da je zapravo Bob Dylan imao nekakvu ideju da u novim pesmama koje je u to vreme hteo da napiše bude nekakva narativna komponenta malo više naglašena nego što je to inače u njegovim pesmama. Kako kaže Jacques Levy, pesme Bob Dylan nemaju tu neku narativnu nit kroz koja se provlači kroz njih, više imaju neke slike koje se ređe u određenim pravilima 1, 2, 3, 4, kako kaže Jacques Levy, i ta ideja da bude nekako narativna komponenta prisutnija je dovela do te njihove kolaboracije koja je rezultirala pre svega pesmama koje su se pojavile na albumu Desire, a i rezultirala je i režijskim zahvatima koje je Jacques Levy preduzeo na ovoj turneji koju je Bob Dylan organizovao u jesen 75. a u kojoj mi večeras govorimo, sa kojoj slušamo te fantastične pesme u neobičnim izvođenjima. Turneja se zvala The Rolling Thunder Review. Nastavljamo da slušamo pesme koje su odsvirane u okviru tog projekta. Slušat ćemo sada jednu takođe veoma poznatu, a možda i najpoznatiju Dylanovu pesmu Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, koja ga je još tamo 63. godine predstavila kao takozvanog protestnog pevača sa albuma Free Willing Bob Dylan. Tada se ona prvi put pojavila, ovde slušamo live verziju i onda potom jedna od pesama koje je Bob Dylan napisao sa Žakom Levijom i koja će se pojaviti tek za nekoliko meseci na albumu Desire. Ovo je znači bilo izvođenje pre nego što se pojavio taj studijski snimak. Pesma se zove Romance in Durango i na neki način je posvećena Samu Peckinpahu ili bar saradnji između Boba Dylana i Sama Peckinpaha koja se odigrala u okviru filma Bivši prijatelj Kid. Verovatno znate za taj film i za tu kolaboraciju između Boba Dylana i Sama Peckinpaha. Evo kako zvuči numera Hard Rain's Gonna Fall sa turneje Rolling Thunder Review. Ovo je Bob Dylan.
What did you see, blue-eyed sun? What did you see, man, darling young one? So black brains with blood that can't prevent. Feathers all covered with water. Not a rainbow hidden in the arms of a dreamer. Not 10,000 talkers whose tongues were broken. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? What did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Like the roar of a wave that could drown our world. Thousand whispering and nobody listening. And it's a heart. Blue-eyed son, what do you eat, my darling young one? Run on back out to the rain, start to fall. Walk to the depths of the deepest falling. For the canyons are many and their hands are empty. And the pale it's a poison I put in the water. I tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it. Reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it.
Thank you. chili peppers in the blistering sun. Dust on my face and my cape. Me and Magdalena on the run. I think this time we shall escape. Sold my guitar to the baker's son for a few crumbs and a place to hide. But I can get another one. And I pray for Magdalena as we ride. No, yo es mi caridad. Dios nos vela. Soon the horse will take us to the Rango. Hey, gotta make me vida. Soon the desert will be gone. Soon we will be dancing the fandango. Past the Aztec ruins and the ghosts of our people. Hoofbeats like castanets on stone. At night I dream of bells in the village steeple. And I see the bloody face of a Ramon. Was it me that shot him down in that cantina? Was it my hand that held the gun? Come let us fly my Magdalena. The dogs are barking and what's done is done. We'll sit in the shade and watch the young torero stand alone. Drink tequila where my grandfather stayed. When they rode with me into Torreon, then the padre will recite the prayers of old in a little church on this side of a town. I'll wear new boots and an earring of gold. And you'll shine with diamonds in your wedding gown. The way it is long, but the end is near. Already the fiesta has begun. In the streets the face of God will soon appear. In the serpent eyes of obsidian. Dios nos vigila. Soon the horse will take us to the Rango. Hey, gotta be in the vida. Soon the desert will be gone. Soon you will be dancing the fandango. A sharp pain. Come sit by me, don't say a word. Or can it be that I am slain? Crack my Delano, take my gun. Look up in the hills, that flash of a light. Aim well, my little one. We may not make it through the night.
Bilo je pesma Romance in Durango koju je napisao Bob Dylan zajedno sa Žakom Levijem. Čuli smo live verziju sa turneje Rolling Thunder Review kada je Bob Dylan izvodio tu pesmu pre nego što se ona pojavila u studijskoj verziji na albumu Desire 1976. godine, početkom te godine. U ovoj numeri su, kako poznavaci Dylanove poezije kažu, korišćeni neki segmenti iz poznatog romana Travena Blago Sierra Madre, odnosno neke rečenice su ubačene u tekst iz ove pesme, a pre nje smo čuli numeru High Rain's Gonna Fall u tom neobičnom eksplozivnom izvođenju, nesvakidašnjem izvođenju te inače protestne pesme. Alan Jones, poznati britanski rock novinar, dugogodišnji urednik onog legendarnog magazina Uncut, je u jednoj svojoj recenziji napisao da se u okviru ove turneje Bob Dylan trudio da peva što je moguće glasnije, kao da je hteo da se čuje i u atomskom skloništu, odnosno u nekom skloništu u kojem se ljudi skrivaju od bombardovanja. Rekao je da je taj njegov pevački stil više ličio na pevački stil Joe Stramera nego na ono što smo inače navikli da slušamo kada je u pitanju Bob Dylan. Evo sad još jedne pesme sa repertoara turneje Rolling Thunder Review. Tu je bila jedna set lista od 20 pesama na koje se Bob Dylan dosta čvrsto držao tog rasporeda. Ova pesma se zove Isis i takođe je zajedničko delo Boba Dylana i Žaka Levija i takođe se pojavila prvi put na albumu Desire nekoliko meseci kasnije, a mi slušamo kako je to u okviru ove turneje Bob Dylan sa svojom ekipom muzičara koji su inače nastupali neformalno, su se nazvali Guam ili Guam, to je ono ostrvlje u Pacifiku koje na neki način, odnosno iz nekih razloga pripada Sjedinjenim državama, odnosno teritorija su te države. Slušamo Boba Dylana u numeri Isis.
Meet up again. Things would be different. time we will. If I only could hang on and just be a friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. He said, there's a body that I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The snow, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night, and we chopped through the dawn. I made up my mind that I had to get on. Well, I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt up in hell. Then I saw that my partner, he was just friendly. When I picked up his offer, I must have been mad. I picked up his body, dragged him inside, threw him down in the hole. Then I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, then I felt satisfied. Then I went back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was out in the meadow, where the creek used to ride, blinded by sleep, and in need of a bed. One time, then I rode on ahead. She said, where you been? I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, there's only natural. You wanna stay? They want me to, yeah.
Bila je ovo pesma Isis, snimak sa turneja Rolling Thunder Review 1985. godine. U jesen se odigrala ta turneja. Rekao smo da je Jacques Levy Koautor ove pesme, Jacques Levy, je pozorišni reditelj sa Broadwaya koji je pomogao Bobu Dylanu da organizuje čitav ovaj skup, čitavu ovu turneju koju je on zamislio kao jednu reviju. Ideja mu je bila da se to sve predstavi kao neki putujući ciganski orkestar. Naime, legenda, opet kaže, boga mi neki svedoci, da je Bob Dylan u leto 75. bio u negde na jugu Francuski, da je tamo imao prilike da prisustvuje nekom romskom festivalu i da je video kako se tamo stvari odvijaju i da je bio fasciniran tom nekom spontanošću, kako muzičkom, tako uopšte spontanošću koja se odigrava na takvim zbivanjima i da je hteo to, na taj način da ovaj, organizuje ovu turneju. Našao je pouzdanog saradnika u Jacquesu Levyu koji mu je pomogao da sve to organizuje, a takođe našao i pouzdane saradnike među muzičarima. Napravio je taj band koji je, rekao, nastupao pod imenom Guam ili Guam Band, u okviru kojeg su bili Bob Neuwirth na gitari, Scarlett Rivera na violini, T-Bone Burnett na gitari, Steven Souls takođe na gitari, Mick Ronson kao najveća zvezda među ovim muzičarima na gitari. Mick Ronson, inače pouzdani saradnik Davida Bowie, engleski muzičar koji se evo našao u ovoj američkoj isključivoj ekipi. Dave Mansfield na gitari i mandolini i na drugim žičanim instrumentima. Dave Mansfield, inače znamo kao autora muzike za filmove Michaela Cimina. Takođe i Rob Stoner na basu i Huey Wyatt na bubnjevima i Ronnie Blakely, pevačica koju smo imali prilike da gledamo u filmu Roberta Altmana Nashville, je tu nastupala kao prateći vokal, a pored njih su bili Ramblin' Jack Elliot, Allen Ginsberg, Johnny Mitchell i naravno Joan Baez je tu bila uz Boba Dylana glavna zvezda na ovim novoj turneji. Ali nastavit ćemo i dalje da slušamo muziku. Bend se naravno pripremao za ovu turneju, nisu oni samo se onako sakupili pa krenuli, svirali su pripreme, odnosno te probe su imali nekoliko nedelja pre početka turneje i na jednoj od tih proba je zabeležen i sledeći snimak koji ćemo emitovati. To je takozvani medley sastavljen od tri poznate pesme Boba Dylana, The Wheels on Fire, Hurricane i All Along the Watchtower. The Wheels on Fire i All Along the Watchtower su pesme koje su već bile objavljene, a Hurricane je numera koju je Bob Dylan posvetio Rubenu Carteru, bokseru koji je u to vreme bio optužen za trostruko, ja mislim, ubistvo i bio osuđen na neku dugu vremensku kaznu bez pravih dokaza i u to vreme je bila velika nekakva akcija da se Ruben Carter, zvani Hurricane, oslobodi kazne da je usled nedostataka dokaza i tako i nastala ova pesma Hurricane koju je napisao Bob Dylan zajedno sa Jacquesom Levyem. Mi ćemo slušati ovaj medley i čuti kako se ova ekipa eto pripremala za turneju koja će uslediti i koja će se zvati Rolling Thunder Review. Ovo je Bob Dylan u medleyu The Wheels on Fire, Hurricane i All Along the Watchtower.
If your memory serves you well, you'll remember I told you the one who called on you to call on them then and get you all your favors done. And after every minute, nothing more to tell, you are sure that we would meet again if your memory. Beside the garden gate, but then
time from the floor above. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, they've killed my love.
Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. But in a prison cell, but one time he could have been a champion of the world.
Everybody's lying near this petty sea, and another man Arthur Dexter Bradley. I didn't do it, he says. He raises his head. He said I was only robbing the bodies, you understand.
I saw them leave and he says and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops.
And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with the red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. He had no idea what was coming down.
When the cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that,
I said, I guess that's the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, cause you wanna draw the heat. Bradley ladies rap on the car. Just came in this place tonight to see what I could steal. I saw two men running out, they looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without a state plate.
And this fatty left a knot in her head. They got to wait a little more, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary.
And though this man can hardly see, they told him that he could identify the guilty man. 4 in the morning, they hauled Reuben in. Took him in the hospital and brought him upstairs. The wounded man looks up to his one dying eye. So why'd you bring him in here for?
Here's the story of the hurricane. Authorities came to blame
for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been a champion of the
nice fellow. You'll be the waste of time.
old gentleman Jim. The sunrise. My Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell. An innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane. But it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time could have been the champion of the world.
Bile su ovo tri pesme spojene u jednu numeru The Wilson Fire, Hurricane i All Along the Watchtower sa proba koje su Bob Dylan i njegovi muzičari koje on odabrao za ovu turneju organizovali pre nego što je sama turneja počela. Slušamo muziku koja je, rekao, zabeležena na toj turneji. Rekao smo da je Joan Baez bila glavni Dylanov saradnik u okviru ovog projekta. Na plakatu koji je išao uz ovu turneju Rolling Thunder Review bilo je ime Boba Dylana velikim slovima, a pored njega ime Joan Baez i Rodgera McGuina i Ramblin' Jack Elliota, takođe napisano kao glavnih, kako bi se reklo, protagonista onog što je usledilo na ovoj turneji. Čućemo sada tu kolaboraciju između Joan Baez i Boba Dylana na ovoj turneji u dve numere, Blow in the Wind i I Dream I Saw St. Augustine. U obe ove pesme sa Dylanom zajedno peva i Joan Baez. Ovo je jedna od najpoznatijih Dylanovih pesama, zove se Blowing in the Wind. Thank you. Bila je ova pesma I Dream I Saw St. Augustine sa albuma John Wesley Hardy. Mislim, to je bila studijska verzija se tad pojavila. Ovo je bila live verzija sa albuma The Rolling Thunder Review. A takođe, pre toga smo čuli Blowing in the Wind, jednu od najpoznatijih Dylanovih pesama, koja se pojavila još 1963. godine. Mi smo čuli ovu verziju iz 75. snimanu u okviru turneja The Rolling Thunder Review. Rekao smo već da je u to vreme Dylan pisao uveliko pesme sa Jacques Levijem za svoj album koji će se tek pojaviti Desire, i u narednom segmentu ćemo čuti dve pesme koje se pojavile na tom albumu. Jednu je Bob Dylan napisao zajedno sa Jacques Levijem, ona se zove Oh Sister, a odmah potom slušamo jednu od najboljih i najlepših Dylanovih pesama koja se pojavila na ovoj ploči Desire, ali čućemo je znači u ovoj live verziji sa box seta Rolling Thunder Review, pre nego što se inače pojavilo u studijskoj verziji. To je naravno pesma One More Cup of Coffee za albumu Desire. Samo dve pesme su autorsko delo Boba Dylana, znači nisu nastale u saradnji sa Jacques Levijem, to su pesma One More Cup of Coffee i Sara. Mi ćemo čuti ovu prvu. Ali pre nego što saslušamo One More Cup of Coffee, koja po mom slobodnom uverenju predstavlja i vrhunac ove turneje The Rolling Thunder Review, čućemo i pesmu sa istog albuma Desire, ali u live verziji. Ona se zove Oh Sister.
We're going to dedicate this to Henry VIII. Sister, when I come to lie in your arms, you should not treat me like a stranger. Our father would not like the way that you act, and you must realize the danger. Am I not a brother to you, and one deserving of a affection? And is our purpose not the same on this earth, to love and follow his direction?
Thank you. shaggy straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. Then I don't sense affection or attitude or love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above.
Hey.
Bila je ova pesma One More Cup of Coffee i pre nje smo čuli Oh Sister. Ovde u ovoj drugoj pesmi One More Cup of Coffee dominira violina koju je svirala Scarlett Rivera, koju je Bob Dylan upoznao slučajno na njujorskim ulicama. To je drugi slučajni susret sa njujorskih ulica koji je doveo do svirke na ovoj turneji i koji je jako uticao na Dylanovo stvaralaštvo sredinom 70. godina. Scarlett Rivera je bila, kako bi se rekao, ulični muzičar koju devojka koja je svirala violinu po njujorškim ulicama, tu je negde i upoznao Bob Dylan i bio oduševljen njenom svirkom i neko je kooptirao u svoj bend za ovu priliku. Ona je takođe imala i aktivno učešće na snimanju albuma Desire, koji je nekoliko meseci kasnije izašao, a takođe bila i glavna zvezda, kao što ste mogli da čujete, u instrumentalnom smislu u okviru ove turneje Rolling Thunder Review. Čućemo sada još dve Dylanove pesme sa ove turneje Rolling Thunder Review. Biće to jedna od njegovih najpoznatijih pesama. Ceo repertoar je naime sastavljen od njegovih poznatih pesama, a i kombinovanih sa onim koje je u to vreme tek pisao, koje su u to vreme tek nastajale. Prva od njih će biti jedna jako poznata, Just Like a Woman, a sledeća je numera Sara, koja se pojavila na ovom albumu o kojem govorimo često u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2, album koji se zvao Desire i koji se pojavio nekoliko meseci posle prvog dela turneje Rolling Thunder Review. Ovo je Bob Dylan, pesma je Just Like a Woman.
Nobody feels
got new clothes. But lately I see the ribbons are bold and falling from the curb. Well, she takes just like a woman, and she waits just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. Has to guess that a baby can't be blessed till she sees finally that she's alive for the rest, with a fall, with a vitamin and a pearl. Well, she takes just like a woman, and she waits just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. It was raining from the first, and I was a dying now of a thirst. So I came in here. And you're long at the time of curse. I heard suffer the words of worst. There is at least pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear?
Children were babies and played on the beach. You came up behind me, I saw you go by. You were always so close and still within reach. Sarah, oh Sarah, whatever made you wanna change your mind? Sarah, oh Sarah, so easy to look at, so hard to define. I can still see them playing with their tails in the sand,
They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Sarah, sweet virgin angel, sweet love of my life. Sarah, a radiant jewel, mystical wife. Sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, where you fought for my soul and went up against the odds. I was too young to know that you were doing it right, and you did it with strength that belonged to the gods. Sarah, wherever we travel, we're never apart. Sarah, a beautiful lady, so dear to my heart. I can still hear the sounds of those, the Methodist bells. I've taken the cure, and it just got me through. Staying up for days in the Chelsea Hotel, writing sad-eyed lady a la lowlands for you. Sarah, it's all so clear, I could never forget. Loving you is the one thing I'll never regret. Now the beach is deserted except for some kelp and a piece of an old ship that lies on the shore. You always responded when I needed your help. You gave me a map and a key to your door. A glamorous nymph with an arrow and bow. Sarah, don't ever leave me, don't ever go.
Bilo pesma Sara, a pre nje numera Just Like a Woman, sve snimci sa turneje Rolling Thunder Review. Mi smo ovoj turneji posvetili večerašnju emisiju, slušamo muziku koja je zabeležena na toj turneji, o kojoj inače Martin Scorsese pre godinu dve dana snimio odličan dokumentarni film, koristeći snimke koje su u okviru ove turneje pravila jedna ekipa snimatelja. Naime, Bob Dylan je bio dobar organizator sa muzičarima koji su išli na ovu turneju, išla je ekipa snimatelja, išao i fotoreporter, i tako da je to sve lepo dokumentovano i sve to moglo da se vidi u tom filmu Martina Scorsese, kako se to zapravo odvijalo i šta se tamo stvarno dešavalo. A mi u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge u okviru ovog serijala emisije u maju mesecu, u kojem obeležamo 80 godina života Boba Dilana, emitujemo te neke pesme i eto, pokušavamo da vam nekako dočaramo atmosferu koja je vladala na ovoj turneji. Nastavljamo uz pesmu Simple Twist of Fate, koja se pojavila te 1985. godine na Dilanovom fantastičnom albumu Blood on the Tracks, jedan od najboljih albuma koje je on snimio u karijeri. Čućemo znači ovu live verziju i potom slušamo takođe jednu poznatu Dylanovu pesmu sa njegovog možda po najboljeg albuma Highway 61 Revisited, koji je izašao 66. godine. Pesma se zove i Takes a Lot to Laugh i Takes a Train to Cry i onako predstavlja Boba Dylana i ovaj band koji ga je pratio u jednom ultimativnom rockerskom izdanju. Evo kako to zvuči, Bob Dylan, Simple Twist of Fate.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky got dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, little confused, I remember well. They'd stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace softly played as she was walking on by the arcade. She heard the melody rise and fade. The sun was coming up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. He woke up, she was gone. He didn't see nothing but the dawn. He got out of bed and put his clothes back on, pushed back the blinds, found a note she'd left behind, to which he just could not relate, all about a simple twist of fate. The ticking of the clocks and walks alone through the city blocks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors are all in. Maybe he'll spot her once again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a crime to know too much for too long a time. She should have caught me in my prime. She would have stayed with me instead of going off to sea and leaving me to meditate upon that simple twist of fate.
train song.
Bila ova pesma It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, koju svi znamo sa albuma Highway 61 Revisited. Ovo je bila live verzija sa turneje Rolling Thunder Review, o kojoj govorimo u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2, i pre nje smo čuli numeru Simple Twist of Fate istog porekla. Nastavimo i dalje da slušamo pesme koje su odsvirane u okviru ove turneje, i došli smo do one sjajne Dylanove pesme koje on napisao za film Sema Peckinpoha, bivši prijatelj Kid, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Ta numera je postala istog trena kad se pojavila na soundtracku za ovaj film, nekako je postala klasična tema. Postoje brojne verzije ove numere. Mi ćemo čuti sad tu live verziju sa ove turneje. U okviru ovog snimka se pojavljuje i Roger McGuinn. Naime, Roger McGuinn je svirao uglavnom na većini ovih pesama, ali ovde nekako ima neku veću ulogu jer peva i prateće vokale. A onda potom slušamo još jednu pesmu Boba Dylana sa njegovog albuma Blood on the Tracks, koji se pojavio te 75. godine kada se u jesen te godine i odvijala ova turneja o kojoj govorimo. Bob Dylan je bio veoma relaksiran u okviru ove turneje zbog toga što nije cela stvar ležala na njegovim plećima, kako se to govorilo. Koncerti su trajali čak i do 5 sati, a Bob Dylan je, kako kažu, sat vremena otprilike bio na sceni, zato što su i drugi muzičari imali svoje delove koncerta, tako da je u okviru ovog koncerta, što je zanimljiv jedan podatak, bar meni, bio T-Bone Burnett izvodio pesmu Werewolves of London, legendarnu pesmu Warrena Zevona, koja se u to vreme još nije bila ni pojavila u studijskoj verziji, originalnoj verziji njenog autora. Ali eto, to je bila nekakva premijera te pesme koja će takođe postati vrlo brzo i klasična pesma rock muzike. Postoji snimak i te Barnettove verzije te pesme, ali ovog puta emitujemo samo one numere u kojima je Bob Dylan glavni pevač. Slušamo Boba Dylana u dve njegove veoma poznate pesme. Prvo od njih je Knockin' on Heaven's Door, a druga je Tangled Up in Blue. Bob Dylan.
one morning the sun was shining. He was lying in bed, wondering if she'd change it all, if her hair was too red. Their folks, they said their lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And they were standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes. Heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues. Getting through tired of loving blue. She was married when they first met, soon to be divorced. He helped her out of a jam, I guess, but he used a little too much force. And he drove that car as far as he could, abandoned it out west. Splitting up on the docks that night, both agree on it was best. She turned around to look at him as he was walking away, saying over her shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. He had a job in Santa Fe, working in an old hotel, but he never did like it all that much, and one day it just went to hell. So he drifted down to New Orleans, lucky not to be destroyed, where he got him a job on a fishing boat docked outside Delacroix. But all the while he was alone, the past was close behind. He seen a lot of women, but she never escaped his mind, and he just grew tangled up in blue. Working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. And later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair, said, don't tell me, let me guess your name. I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street in a basement down the stairs.